It's 10:08, and there was a video that popped up yesterday on YouTube, and it has to do with the Eel River. If you saw that flyover video that we posted at khum.com earlier this week, you know the eel's in a bad way. And then this video came up yesterday.
It's September 3rd on the Eel, and Pat Higgins has asked me to come see if it's true that water has stopped flowing below the 12th Street hole and down toward the boxcar hole. And below the 12th Street hole, it is still flowing. Photo documented that. But here, I'll have to look on my map and see what this run is called, but quarter mile, half mile above the boxcars, it's true.
Scott Greeson is with Friends of the Eel River. Scott, is this unprecedented?
In severe drought, we know that the eel has gotten down to a historic low of 12 cubic feet per second at the mouth, which is basically nothing. It's a lot less than a big creek. So, there's precedent. It's still early in the end of the dry season, but this is a very severe drought, and this is one of the things that can happen, is that sections of the river can get disconnected. We've had, as you know, lots of reports of disconnection, you know, further up in the watershed on the Van Dusen, on the Main Stem, and on the South Fork. But, you know, when it happens on a river in the scale of the Eel.
Is that in the tidal influence zone? Let's start with that.
I don't believe so, no.
Okay.
Might be close to it.
And are we talking about the amount of flow where the make or break difference is human based, like, you know, illegal water draws?
That's the huge question. It's hard to see how the diversions we know are happening, and, you know, everybody kind of knows roughly the scale that has to be happening, could not be affecting what's left in the watershed. Maybe I didn't say that very clearly, but we know people are using a lot of water. That's got to come from somewhere. It comes out of the rivers. So,
I mean, just in terms of what can be done, I mean, as you said, it's so early in the dry season, and there are fish stacking up offshore. They need to get up there. Is there, like, a tip line that people can call if they know of illegal draws, that sort of thing?
Well, there's always the CalTIP line. I think that that's probably the easiest way to get in touch with the Department of Fish and Wildlife, who are, you know, the frontline folks concerned with diversions that are going to affect fish and wildlife. I mean, really, the problem is we need rain, and we need it now. And, you know, we remember last year where the rains didn't come for quite a while, and the Chinook really missed their window. If that happens again this year, you know, the impacts on the fish are going to multiply. But the things we can do as humans, I think, are, one, make sure that we're storing water. And, you know, that people who are doing really egregious, abusive diversions, get dealt with. But honestly, that's not going to put a lot of water back in the river right now.
Okay. All right. Well, the video is going to go up over at Lost Coast Outpost. Ryan Burns from the Lost Coast Outpost is actually on his way back from that. Scott, I don't know what to say other than thank you very much for your time.
Yeah. Take care, Mike.
You too. And Scott Greeson with Friends of the Eel River.
Paddle Fest is back for another...